The nose to the left, 67. So the eyes have it, the eyes have it.
Rishi Sunak's smoking bill passed its first Commons hurdle, but a swathe of Conservative MPs voted against it, including government ministers. Tories were given a free vote, with Business Secretary Kemi Badenoch, ex-PM Liz Truss and former Home Secretary Suella Braverman all opposing it. Mr. Sunak's had a phone conversation with his Israeli counterpart following the weekend's attack by Iran, urging him it's a moment for calm heads to prevail. Benjamin Netanyahu's weighing up a response. Two people have been arrested over the death of a man in West Yorkshire. Police were called to what they described as a serious ongoing incident in Bradford this afternoon. A Muslim pupil who's lost a legal appeal over a school's decision to ban prayer rituals says she stayed true to herself by bringing the case. A judge ruled the policy at Michaela Community School in North London was lawful. The Education Secretary, Gillian Keegan, says the judgment should give headteachers confidence. But Ashfaq Chowdhury, who's from the Association of Muslim Schools, says one faith in particular is hurt by this.
Unfortunately, our Muslim children are at a disadvantage with the provision and the number of schools that are available. And on top of that, why should our society be banning things? Are we in Putin's Russia at the moment? We are in modern 21st century Britain.
Birmingham Airport is reopened after mid-air security alert forced a Belfast bound flight to turn back. Authorities say an undeclared item had been discovered on board. And Rory McIlroy's management team say he's about to join the LIV golf tour are fake news. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Say green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had sun. Show me a real good time.
I hear it and I know. Why don't you say so?
Tell me what you gonna do.
Talk to myself for hours.
Say I'm unstoppable today.
It certainly is. A big welcome, everybody. Yes, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 10 o'clock. It's Tuesday evening. All the stars have aligned and here we are. Here you are as well. However you're here, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for listening to us here on these Phoenix FM airwaves. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas of Essex. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else in the world. Fantastic stuff. What's coming up on tonight's show? Well, as ever, we will feature amazing music which has been suggested by you, lovely Leg End listeners. I will share with you ridiculous holidays that occur on the 16th of April. We'll have some celebrity birthdays too a little bit later on in the show. We'll be hearing from our roving reporter, Scott Fish, in about 25 minutes' time, who's been given a very interesting assignment this week. Prediction Master will make a return in the second hour of the show after his second failure consecutively. Very upsetting for Prediction Master, but there we go. There will be an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse as well. If you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio is the profile on Twitter. There will be a poll at the top of that profile, and you can cast your vote, but I won't be talking about it until a bit later on in the show. Well, I'm going to get us going musically, and then I'll explain the theme of the music tonight, and you guys have been fabulous sending in your droves as ever. So first of all, before I explain why, let's all enjoy a bit of Top Loader. Iconic intro. I was shocked when I realised this is a cover version. Still, we all enjoy dancing in the moonlight, don't we?
We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, that's a supernatural.
Top Loader, of course, and Dancing in the Moonlight, originally recorded by King Harvest way back when. So, 16th of April, what happens today? Why are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? What ridiculous holidays exist? Well, let me share with you, of course, everyone has been hurriedly rushing to the forest to pick fungi today. Of course, it is Mushroom Day. Oh yes, I know you've been enjoying it. Mushroom Day. Have you eaten mushrooms? Have you been happy to eat mushrooms? Have you eaten wild mushrooms that you weren't sure if it was safe to eat or not? Have you eaten other kinds of mushrooms that have made you see all kinds of wonderful things? Anyway, hope it's been worthwhile. As well, on the 16th of April, of course, we're going to do this a little bit more quietly. It is National Librarian Day. Yeah, the jingle was still actually pretty loud, so you didn't allow for that. But don't worry. Yes, National Librarian Day. And, of course, those of you with the webcam will have tuned in on Mixcloud. Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You get the video feed into the studio. And you'll see whether I'm obeying this or not, because also on the 16th of April, it's National Wear Your Pyjamas to Work Day. Now, unless that becomes an incredibly popular thing, it's for me, it's not going to work. You know, it's just too ridiculous if you're one of about 1% of people in your workplace that do it. And you're like, everyone is wear pyjamas to work. And everyone else is, I didn't get the memo. You look like an idiot. Who wears pyjamas like that? And you say, I like Moana, leave me alone. Anyway, yes, National Wear Your Pyjamas to Work Day. And of course, more excitedly than that, for almost everybody listening, I know you will know, and you will have punctuated it properly, it is World Semicolon Day. Yes, why? I don't know why we have to celebrate certain types of punctuation, but there we go. World Semicolon Day. Brilliant. Yeah, so very, very happy with everybody for that. And what else is it? Oh, yes, of course. I couldn't forget this one. I'm very excited by this because all throughout April, it is International Customer Loyalty Month. Yeah. All throughout April, you know, loyalty cards are even more valid than normal. Companies do amazing deals in April because they want to promote customer loyalty because it's International Customer Loyalty Month. Of course they don't. Nobody cares that it's April. Ridiculous. International Customer Loyalty Month. Right. Okay, it's still bothering me, but there we go. Finally, and what we are celebrating musically, if you thought Dancing in the Moonlight doesn't really link to mushrooms, librarians wearing pyjamas, vaguely, semicolon, I don't think there's one in that. Customer loyalty, I'm very loyal to Top Loader. No, none of those things. All throughout April as well, it's Move More Month. Move More Month. So we're encouraging you to move more by playing tracks that get you moving. And of course, they've all been suggested by you, lovely Leg End listeners, to link more to the fact that we can move, we can dance, we can go crazy. It's brilliant. So tracks that link to dancing, moving, going berserk. Let's enjoy all of those kinds of things. A lot of tracks relate to dancing, basically. But thanks for all your suggestions. And Annalisa Marie and Danny Kidson wanted to hear Top Loader's Dancing in the Moonlight. You've got your wish, ladies. Thank you so much. Kishan Patney wants to hear Dance Monkey. I suppose I ought to oblige.
One more time. Ooh, I see your
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tones and I with Dance Monkey. Fabulous stuff. It's Tuesday, it's the 16th of April. We've all enjoyed the ridiculous holidays that occur. Mushroom Day, National Librarian Day, National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, World Semicolon Day, International Customer Loyalty Month all throughout April, and of course, it's Move More Month. But now, the next track I'm going to play this evening has not quite as much to do with moving or dancing, and I'm playing it out of a sense of, well, admiration for someone's persistence, really, but also an apology, because I will admit to you, all of my lovely Leg End listeners, someone approached me via email probably 18 months ago and asked if I would play tracks on my radio show, and I said, obviously, if they fit in with the theme and if they're suitable, then I'd happily play them. This person sent me their track 18 months ago. I listened to it, I liked it, I thought, I'll play that. And I think it's fair to say I've needed a bit of nudging. So, huge apologies, Tom. But yes, we're now going to hear a track from one Tom O'Driscoll, who makes fantastic music, has albums, is well worth checking out, and we're going to give him some airplay on the old Phoenix FM airwaves, basically as an apology, but also, I do like your song, Tom, so thank you for sending it to me, and it won't take as long next time, of course, honest governor. Anyway, this is Tom O'Driscoll with Sadder Than Sad on Phoenix FM.
You're late again, that's no surprise, with a bee in your bonnet and a pack of lies. Try to tell me you're better than I, but I could blow you away in the wink of an eye. You bad mouth me when I'm not there, but I'm burning all before and I just don't care. Few friends and all like you, run scared to the loser when the rent is due. Say, but never as you do. You're so tense, you believe it's true. Spend weeks on a crossword is nothing new. You're on the hot seat, a little quick job use. Forges love all the money, same old rules. And type so, as well as the truth. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from without a scene. Sad inside.
We'll be right back. Mix FM.
Tom O'Driscoll's Sadder Than Sad. Funky stuff and fabulous. So, yes, 16th of April, we're playing tracks for the rest of the show that celebrate moving, although that track may well have made you want to move, so it's kind of appropriate as well. Fantastic stuff. Yes, moving and dancing, because it is Move More Month all throughout April. And our roving reporter, Scott Fish, will be joining us in hopefully just under 10 minutes' time with an interesting brief this week. I won't tell you too much until I speak to him or just before, but let's say it's related to moving more and looking at some statistics. Maybe we all need to try and be moving a little bit more, but we'll see what Scott Fish can do to help us with that. I'll be excited to find out, as I'm sure you will as well. Don't forget, later on in the show, Prediction Master will be back. News of the intense debate on the Twitterverse will be back as well. If you want a sneak preview, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Have a look at the poll at the top of the profile there. Single click or tap to cast your vote. So, in the meantime, I'll keep the great tracks coming. We'll have some celebrity birthdays after this next one, and then it'll be time for our roving reporter. But first of all, we've all got to keep on moving, whether it's April or the other 11 months of the year. Who'd have thought five would have premonitioned that all those years ago? Premonitioned isn't a verb, is it? I've ruined it. Premonitioned. I'm annoyed I said it. Can't take it back now, though. Maybe I should embrace it. We should premonition everything.
I woke up today with this feeling. Better things are coming my way. And if the sunshine has a meaning, it's telling me not to let things get in my way.
When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on in. Non-stop till the break of dawn in. Keep moving, don't stop knocking.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was five. Wasn't it annoying that they tried to spell it five, as in the number five, and then I-V-E? It didn't really work. I mean, the film Seven, didn't they try and do that with the E-N in the title, I think? And also, there were other trendy things that tried to have numbers in stuff like that, but didn't really work with five, I think. It just looks like Sive when you put a five, I-V-E. Still, anyway, maybe it's just me. Should we do some celebrity birthdays? I think we should, you know, go crazy and just enjoy them. Yeah? Okay. Celebrity birthdays coming up. Who is celebrating today? Well, let me have a look and let me tell you. Quite a few, actually. The Crown actress Claire Foy is 40 today. Queen's Gambit's Anya Taylor-Joy is 28 today. Chance the Rapper is 31 today. Former NBA All-Star and champion Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 77 today. He was in Airplane as well, wasn't he? Love that film. Stranger Things' Sadie Sink is 22 today. Akon is 51 today, don't be ridiculous. And the in-betweeners Belinda Stewart-Wilson is 53 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday today, very many happy returns of the day to you. A good friend of mine, Mr. Nick Murphy, had his birthday yesterday, so not on the day of the broadcast, but close enough for me to say, happy birthday, you utter idiot. Nick Murphy, birthday yesterday. I managed to hang out with him on Sunday evening, not on his actual birthday, but I think we all came to terms with it, and we had a lovely evening, and we wished that it had been the following evening, but wasn't. So there you go. Yeah, happy birthday, Nick. And tomorrow, it is my uncle and auntie's wedding anniversary, Alan and Julia. So, wishing you a very happy wedding anniversary for tomorrow. Maybe you've tuned in up in Louth in Lincolnshire. Hope you're having a wonderful evening tonight and hope you have a very happy day tomorrow as well. So, yeah, fantastic stuff. Love a bit of celebrating. It's all marvellous. Right, so we've had Keep On Moving, and now we're going to have Don't Stop Moving. It's very similar, but, you know, that's the way it goes in the crazy world of the show that goes like this. That was Five. This is S Club.
Yeah, come on. Party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby, we don't even care. There's a place to be if you need the right education. Take you there
and just go Phoenix FM.
Never thought I'd hear myself say I enjoyed a song that finishes with Don't Stop Moving to the S Club beat. But there we go. I have to admit, the first time I heard that was on the radio. It was in the middle of the track. I'd just switched to a new station. And I thought, oh, I like this. This is great. What? S Club 7? Anyway, there we go. Well, we're 4 minutes later than we'd like to be. It's time for the sheer excitement that is Speaking to Scott Fish. Jingles away, people.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
It is all throughout April, remember, Move More Month. So we've asked Scott Fish to help everybody move more and investigate the wonderful world of fitness and dance classes. Scott Fish, are you there?
I love S Club 7. Don't diss them, Ben. Don't diss them.
No, they've had a great body of work. I was just surprised that I enjoyed one of their tracks that much when I first heard it. I'm not dissing them.
There are a few things I love more.
Wow. Well, we learn something about you every week, Scott. That's fantastic. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Well, I've got to say, Ben, I'm exhausted.
Have you been exercising now? I'm imagining there aren't many dance or fitness classes that happen at 10:30 at night.
Well, you know, that's what somebody who hasn't been to the nighttime dance classes that I've been to would say.
Wow, yeah. Well, is this something you regularly do or you've done just because of this week's brief?
Yeah, I've no idea. What is the brief this week? Because I've just been dancing a lot this week, so I haven't really had a chance to do much kind of research into what the brief's about, because I've just been so into all my dance exercise.
Well, that's amazing, really, because the brief was for you to do some dancing and exercising. It's almost incredible.
That is almost incredible.
It really is. But let's all remind our listeners, of course, April, all throughout April, it's Move More Month. And of course, we want to encourage anybody who would benefit from moving more to move more. Obviously, if it's a...
Actually, I always thought that was supposed to be Move More Months, and it was people who wanted to change up the calendar.
Right,
so, like,
yeah.
April was then going to be followed by September and then January. So I thought it was Move More Months.
Yeah.
Is that not how it works?
No, it's not that. It's just that the month of April is Move More Month. So
I misunderstood that relatively seriously.
Yeah. But, I mean, that wasn't your brief anyway. So tell us, what on earth have you found out about dance classes? I mean, obviously they're extremely popular. I know there's regular sort of dancer-size classes. There's step aerobics that people do. Zumba took over quite a few...
Hang on there, Ben. You're getting ahead of my roving report here somewhat.
Terribly sorry, yeah.
Yeah. No, obviously, dance and fitness have gone back over 2,000 years, really. People have used dance as a social thing, a sort of society thing, but most importantly, for a fitness thing.
Yeah.
You know, Zumba has been around for, well over 20 years now.
Wow.
Started by the famous Colombian dancer and choreographer Beto Perez.
Of course, Beto.
Yeah, back in 2001. And quite frankly, there are literal millions of weekly participants across the world, Ben. Literal millions.
Who do Zumba? Have you done any Zumba in this?
I do a lot of Zumba, Ben, yeah.
Do you? Yeah.
Now, okay. You can't stop me. Once I've started, I zoom to Zumba. It's, I often go from Zumba class to Zumba class because I really, it's just who I am. It's once I hear that Colombian sort of Latin American beat, you can't stop me, Ben. Don't try.
I wouldn't try, and I wouldn't come and drag you out of a Zumba class. Heavens above, no.
No, but obviously, because you and Phoenix FM have asked me to rove, I thought I'd look at some other things. Now, one of the things that I was really interested in, going back even further than Zumba, was, and you mentioned this briefly, jazzercise.
Well, I said dancercise. I didn't know it was that specific genre. Jazzercise sounds exciting.
That's right, no, it's jazzercise, and it's quite amazing because it's actually a mixture of jazz music
yeah.
and being circumcised. So that's really good. It works together.
Yeah,
And it's obviously a huge hit.
Well, I imagine it could take some of the pain away if you're listening to jazz music.
Absolutely. I mean, that it was actually first invented in 1969, apparently, Ben, in America, in Illinois, by a student, Judy Shepherd Missett.
Right,
and,
yeah.
There are elements of things like jazz dance, Pilates, kickboxing, resistance training, and even yoga. And I have to say, those are all my favourite things.
All of them are your favourite things. Because they're quite different, like resistance training and yoga is not that similar, is it?
No, but if you can combine them and call it jazzercise, I'm in.
Wow.
I did also have a look at a few different areas. Now, one of my things that I wanted to try, which was less musical, but I thought I'd try and get into Pilates, because quite sort of... it's kind of, I always think of it as the sort of natural progression from yoga.
Mm.
And again, very, very popular, invented by a German trainer, Joseph, and you won't believe this, his name is actually Joseph Pilates.
That's amazing, yeah. And of course, if you...
It's an amazing coincidence.
If you do that while on holiday in Barbados or St. Lucia, you'd be Pilates of the Caribbean, wouldn't you?
No, you'd just be doing it in the Caribbean. I don't think that's the title you get for that. No. One of the things that really interested me, because as you know, I have a sort of passion for ballet. there's a whole sort
yeah.
of, quite recent, much more recent than things like jazzercise and Pilates. Bar, which is actually spelt not like an iron bar or even like Roseanne bar.
It's got an E on the end, hasn't it?
ERRE.
Yes.
That's right. You knew. I was roving to find that out, but you already knew. Do you want my job?
No, not at all. Just a dancer in a show I worked in many years ago has gone on to become a trainer in bar core, which
right.
is improving your core through.
I've done anything with bar core, so. Tell us all about it, Ben. You know, don't worry about me. You tell me.
No, well, literally all I know about it is it's spelt B-A-R-R-E. So, you know.
Yeah, that's something that I'd come up with in my report, so it's good. but it is a sort of blend of yoga and Pilates and ballet, you know, and it just helps your core, helps your strength. But, Ben, there was one thing that I was excited about, and
right.
this has really taken off, in the last year, in fact, if I would say.
Oh, so this is trending, really, then?
Yeah, sort of more in America.
Right.
But also, it's sort of coming over here. It's becoming more popular in the UK. VR dance fitness. So you put
VR,
on your virtual
right.
reality headset.
Yeah.
And then you can download sort of fitness apps to play games and do workouts. And you can do them from the comfort of your own home, Ben.
I guess that's an extension of the now sort of antiquated art of Wii Sports and Wii Fitness, where you had the balance board and could play games on that. Now it's gone fully VR.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think once you had the Wii balance board, it was just a short step to a complete virtual reality experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is all very interesting, Scott, and you've told us about some of the things, but, you know, people wanting to get fit will already know about those things. I mean, what can you...
That's
you got?
Right.
Have you learned any sort of tips or techniques you can share with us? Because I've found research that shows that over a quarter of men admit to doing little or no exercise, and around 34% of women. So obviously it's an issue for adults in the UK. What can we do to encourage people to do it more?
Well, the good thing about it is that men, women, children, or animals, they all dress in quite stretchy lycra. And I think that would encourage anybody, really, to do it. Also,
yeah.
They were quite popular in the 80s, but leggings are often worn by people who are doing dance exercise, and I think
yeah.
they look natty, Ben. So, I mean, if the fact that there's a lot of lycra and people wearing leggings involved in dance exercise doesn't get people, you know, excited about getting off the sofa and doing something, then it's a world I don't understand, Ben, because that is what motivated me.
Wow, okay, so, all right. I feel like you've roved. I feel like you've told me things about types of exercise. I just
headbands. They stop you sweating into your, or they stop your sweat going into your eyes.
Scott, you're not really sort of telling me anything I didn't already know. You know, I didn't know that barcore started only a year ago. You know, I felt like that was gained popularity. So that was a bit interesting. But I want some sort of delving down into the nitty gritty, something you can share with us, or even, I don't know, something people can do if they're now sat at home on their sofas thinking to themselves, I wish I could do a bit of exercise, I don't really know where to start. What's your advice? Is there somewhere online people can go to?
My advice is to start with the Russian twist, Ben.
Right.
Now, this is an exercise that you do by, you twist your upper body from side to side while sitting, but you sit with your feet off the ground. So if you're on the sofa right now,
yeah,
drinking a beer, eating a slice of chocolate fudge cake,
yeah,
you can actually twist your upper body from side to side, and that is a recognized move, the Russian twist. If you can do 10 to 15 of those, that will set you on a path of lifetime fitness, good health.
That's
and
great.
Just generally, you know, improve the whole universe.
Well, you could even have your chocolate cake on one side, your beer on the other side, twist one way to get the beer, have a sip of that, twist the other way to get the cake. So whilst doing something that would have been unhealthy, you can suddenly end up brilliantly healthy.
I've always considered you an intelligent man, and I think you've just found the next great dance craze.
What, twisting whilst eating cake and drinking? Is it?
Cake lager size. We'll workshop the name, but that's my...
Well, I don't think we need to now, Scott. That's one of the best things you've ever said on these airwaves. Cake lager size. I don't think it's going to get any better. We should almost certainly leave it there. Before you go...
We will leave it there, but I'm off to do a bit of cake lager sizing right now.
Is there any final words you'd like to say to sum up your week of learning about exercises? Because some cynical people may say it's as if he's just done some research at the last minute, but obviously you've really immersed yourself in this world for 7 days, you know.
It's not even for 7 days, Ben. This has really been part of my life for over 20 years. You know, as I said,
wow.
I was there really at the start of things like Zumba.
yeah.
You know, I for a while, I actually ran my own Zumba classes.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, and I think in many ways, you know, I'm probably pivotal in a lot of people's exercise journey. People look at me and they think, he roves around the country.
Yeah.
What can we do to emulate him?
Yeah.
And dance exercise is probably the best way to do that.
And of course, now cake lager size, heartily recommended by everyone on these airwaves.
It's going to be huge, Ben. It's going to be huge.
Well, just before you go, we're going to finish with your jingle, but the next track is going to be the Mavericks and Dance the Night Away, which I know you like, Scott, so would you like to introduce it for us?
You know what? I'll introduce it while doing cake lager size.
Fantastic, yeah.
Shall I do that now?
Yeah, yeah. What cake, just before, out of interest, what cake have you got?
I didn't have chocolate cake, so I've got a Black Forest gâteau. I hope that's acceptable to the Phoenix FM listeners.
That's fine by me. You go for it, Scott.
Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready for the Mavericks and Dance the Night Away!
Phoenix 98 FM.
Here comes my happiness again.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, a hard-hitting, in-depth take from Scott Fish before the Mavericks and Dance the Night Away on the wonderful world of exercise, dance classes, etc. Cake lager size, I heartily recommend. So brilliant, involving Russian twists, chocolate cake, and any of your favourite brand of lager. Great stuff. I haven't been attributing the tracks to people, but Fives Keep On Moving from a little while back was from Stuart James. Don't Stop Moving from S Club was suggested by Beth Atkinson. And Dance the Night Away by the Mavericks was from Mark Straker. Thanks to all of you who get in touch with song suggestions. As ever, it's much, much appreciated. So, somehow, we're almost an hour in. We've got one more track, probably, before we get to the second hour of the show. It's flying by for me. Hopefully it is for you. Hopefully Scott Fish will get a rest now and not have to be so dedicated to his world of exercise. But there we go. I went to the gym today and it did leave me feeling better about myself. I was working quite intensely the last couple of weeks and trying to go to the gym, and then I didn't particularly enjoy going to the gym, but I liked it today. It felt like it was worth it. It wasn't sort of something tacked on that made me more tired. It was beneficial. So, yeah, there we go. Right, so what else still to come in the show? We will be often lingering on ridiculous holidays. Prediction Master will be back in the second hour. I will tell you after 11 o'clock about the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Some of you may have been there already at Ben Sim Radio to see what it's all about. It's entertainment related. It's US comedy TV related. That's all I'm going to say now. There is a poll to vote on. Single click or tap to cast your vote. We'll talk about it very, very shortly. But before that, we're going to have some classic music. This was suggested by Paul Milton earlier on. Thank you very much, Paul. Here, of course, I don't really need to introduce it. It's one of those ones you hear it and you know it. I know what you're thinking. If you don't need to introduce it, don't introduce it. Ah, well, gonna go against the grain. This is ABBA and Dancing Queen. They're not wrong, it absolutely is. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons with you up until midnight tonight. Late night, the show that goes like this. I can say the word arse without fear of repercussions. Fantastic. I'm not going to constantly say it because we don't want to be distasteful, but there we go. My old time between 6 and 8 p.m., I could never have said arse. Or could I? Anyway, right, we are going to tell you about the hotly contested poll, the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. I'm pleased to say it's already had quite a few votes. And if you want to get involved, at Ben Sim Radio is the place to cast your vote on Twitter. It will be the top poll on the profile there, the only one you can still vote on. Simply asking this evening, which US comedy series do you prefer? There's a choice of three. The Big Bang Theory, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or The Good Place. Those are your choices. Out of those three, which do you prefer? I have to admit, I never absolutely loved The Big Bang Theory. I appreciate some of the humour in it. I find it quite repetitive, some of the humour in it. But anyway, obviously that you have characters that get involved in certain situations, and because of their character traits, it's amusing. But